Father, in the morning, we praise you. In the afternoon, we praise you. In the evening, we praise you. All day long, we praise you. And we give you glory and give you honor. Even here, right now, in this moment, as we share your word. And as always, we declare that the entrance of your word brings light, gives understanding. And that light shine our hearts this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Today, on Still Our Believing series, I want to encourage us on the answer of faith, your prophetic release. But rather than me doing the prophetic release over the room, we are going to do it for ourselves. But first, I will give a lesson on this subject. And of course, faith has to be perhaps my favorite subject. And we're going to be getting into, the book of James in a day or two. But today, let's get into this one right here. You know, what do we mean when we talk about the answer of faith? Well, life, as you know it, is full of tribulations sometimes, up and down, you know. Sometimes everything's good, sometimes everything is not so good. And Jesus talked about it himself. He said, look, you know, in the world, as long as you are in this world, you will have tribulations. You know, but he said, be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. John chapter 16 and verse 33. These things I've spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. Well, I also say, and joy too. You know, in the world you shall have tribulation, but don't let those tribulations steal your peace or your joy. The devil may already have stolen something from you. Well, don't let him steal your joy on top of it. Praise the Lord. Don't give the devil the satisfaction that he got you down. Praise the Lord. So today we may have, going through trials, distress, persecutions, perils, adversities, etc. You know, and why are we hammering on this? I've been hammering on it the last few days. Well, it is important because you are going through. Praise God. And so God wants to keep on encouraging you. Remember, several weeks ago, perhaps even a month or longer, we started on God telling us that he wants us to come out of hard servitude, like he showed in the story of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. The reason was that they may serve me, the Lord said. You know, so the intent of the devil and his armies are to prevent us from being able to serve the Lord in gladness. Scripture says, serve the Lord with gladness. But, you know, when we have all these things come out against us from different ways, we may not be able to do that. But we must learn how to do that. You know, so one of the ways that we do that is what we're going to do today. How do you respond? What is the answer of faith that you give to the situations that you may face? And you may not be facing it this moment, but you'll face it tomorrow. But that's why this lesson is here, or the next day, or next week, you know, and then you call to remembrance that, yeah, that's what the Lord said, you know, and some of you are already facing it anyway, you know. So the answer of faith is your response. And it can also become, if you do it right, it can become a prophetic release in your mouth. You know, because remember, according to the scriptures, in many places in the scriptures, what you speak, very, very vital. And how you say it too. You know, don't say it, first of all, you just say it, but then your mind is not in it. Jesus taught that lesson in Mark chapter 11. He said, look, don't say it without your heart being in it. But when you say it, don't doubt it in your heart, but believe that those things that you said will come to pass. Now, that makes it a prophetic release, because that's how prophecy works. You know, prophecy, once given, you leave it alone, it'll come to pass, you know, when it's inspired by the Holy Spirit. You know, so that's what Jesus was teaching in Mark 11. He said, when you say it, you know, don't doubt it in your heart, but believe that those things you said will come to pass. Then you will have what you said. So that makes it a prophetic release out of your mouth. Now, you can find that in Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. It's all based on faith, though. He said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, now that's the situation that you are facing, you know, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, shall believe that those things that he saith shall come to pass. So it is important how you say it, you know, and how you mean it too. You can't say one thing with your mouth and your heart is thinking a different thing. That's not going to work. You know, so again, you know, we see that in Numbers 14 and 28, the Lord made this declaration and said, look, as you have spoken in my ears, even so will I do unto you. So again, we see that what we say is so vital, and how you say it, you know, and your reaction after you say it. You know, that's what, you know, if you can package it just right, like Jesus was teaching in Mark 11, it can become a prophetic release. Now, prophetic release is something you say now that will come to pass later. That's a prophetic release. You know, so you say it now, but it'll come to pass later. You know, so that's the essence of today's lesson that we need to get in our minds, get our hearts right on how to say it now and expect to see it later. Now, in the meantime, though, when you're expecting to see it later, you must not waver. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2 says, thou art ensnared with the words of your mouth. Thou art taken with the words of your mouth. You know, so the words of your mouth can become a powerful weapon for you to get your victory, if you know how to use it right. Let's see how some of the people in the Bible responded to situations. And what was their response? Well, here's one classic. It's a classic here in Romans chapter 8. I call it a classic because of the way that Paul brought it out. He said, look, you know, there's a lot of things that may come against us, but whether it's tribulation, he said, whether it's distress, whether it's persecution, whether it's famine, you can put your own, add your own into it. Nakedness, peril, sword, I lost my job, I lost this, I lost my investment, I lost this, I lost all these things. Put them all together. He said, well, you know, at Romans chapter 8, you can read from verses 35 through the end. who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Or even what shall separate us from the love of Christ? You know, shall tribulation or distress or persecution, you know, or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword or adversities or loss of income or loss of revenue or this and that or setbacks in life. I mean, add all your own in there. Say, none of these things. He said, look, nay, verse 37, you know, it looks like, sometimes it looks like we are killed all day long. You can't catch your head up and so forth. You counted as sheep for the slaughter, almost it looks like. But, you know, this was the response of faith. When all this come against you from different angles, the answer of faith is, in all these things, I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me. For I am persuaded. Now, that's the answer of faith right there. So that's why I call it a classic. He said, look, I am persuaded. You cannot shake me in my posture of faith. And this is my response. That neither death nor life, not even angels or devils, principalities or powers, things either present that I'm going through at the moment, or even whatever the devil is plotting in the future, things to come, whether I'm up, say height, nor death, nor any other creature. That's why I call this in a classic. I mean, he covered it all. He goes into different dimensions. Things that have happened to me before, things that I'm going through right now, things that I'm yet to encounter in the future, powers, angels, principalities, life, even death, whatever, any other creature, none of it. Now that's his declaration of faith, his answer of faith. He said, look, none of these things can separate me because I am from Christ, because I'm anchored upon his love. Basically, the love of Christ for us is stronger than all these things. Now that's your response of faith. And if you know how to use it just right, then you can actually, you know, engineer it, so to speak, into a prophetic release. Because the Lord, you know, says what you declare in his ears is what he will do. So if you declare that I am more than a conqueror and this situation, you know, I'm going to ride over it. The Lord will make my feet like hinds' feet. It will be my glory and the lifter of my head. And you just declare these things and you stay right there with it. It becomes a prophetic release because the Lord will watch over it and he will bring it to pass. What you have spoken in my ears, Numbers 14 and 28, don't forget it. That's how, what I will do. As you have spoken it in my ears, he's listening, so will I do unto you. Now, though in that particular story, those people said negative things. But it works the same way for positive things, even more so for positive things. Now, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. This was the answer, somebody's answer of faith. And what is your answer of faith? Well, let's read the things that are leading up to that. He said, I have learned, you know, in whatever state I am, to be content. That's what was leading up to that statement. You see, I don't speak in respect of want in verse 11 of Philippians 14. I've learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know both how to be abased. That means you've lost everything, nothing. You are down, rock bottom. I know how to do it. You know, how to abound. You know, when things are good and I'm flourishing, that's good. I know how to deal with that. When things are bad and I'm all, you know, at rock bottom, that's okay too. I know how to deal with that. You know, in everything and in all things, I have been instructed and I've taught myself both, you know, how to have plenty and how to have nothing. You know, he said, look, both to be full and even to be hungry, both to abound and even to suffer need. This man has a response for every situation. Has a response. That's his answer of faith. And he said, look, at the end of it, he puts this signature statement there. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can go through the storm. I can weather the storm. I can take a hit. Look, I can do all these things. You know, now, that's okay when, you know, you are on top. It's okay for you to say you can do all these things when you are on top. Well, even the devil said the same thing to God about Job. He said, look, it's okay, you know, for Job to be a righteous man and upright and eschewing evil and, you know, in all his ways and so forth, walking perfectly before you because he's on top. And you've surrounded him with shield. You know, but, you know, and such and such and such, you know, then he began to, you know, come up against Job in different ways. That look, if you let me put forth my hand now, you'll see what will happen. You know, so now it's easy for us, might be easier for us, a lot easier for us when we are on top to say I can do all things. You know, well, but what is your response when God allows that situation that you are praying about to fester into something negative that he did not turn around? He didn't turn it around. But believing God to turn it around, but he didn't or hasn't. You know, that's the way I say it. You know, I never say God didn't do it. I always say God hasn't done it. Because just because I don't see it today doesn't mean I'm not going to see it tomorrow. You know, so let's not say God didn't do it. Let's say rather that God hasn't done it. But, you know, sometimes you wait for a long time and then, you know, scripture says in Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 12 that, you know, when you wait long and long and long, you know, sometimes the heart gets weary, you know, long hope, you're waiting for this thing and you're not getting it, you know, after a while, you know, sometimes the heart gets weary. But when the response comes, it's like a tree of life. Hallelujah. You know, so now in the face of these adversities, how must you respond? How should you respond? What should be the things that come out of your mouth? And it's not just when we are in this room. It's more so when you're not here. How do you respond to those things? What if, you know, like the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego young men said, we know God is able to and he will. But what if he doesn't? Not because he couldn't, but for whatever reason, well, maybe he didn't. Then we've got to train ourselves. That's what Paul is saying. I am instructed. I have trained myself to still know how to rejoice. Rejoice, he said in Romans 12 and 12, rejoice in the hope that it's coming. Hallelujah. Rejoice in that hope. And he brought it out in a way that he said, look, you yourself also need to have a testimony. That's the way I see it. Paul has a testimony that he can do these things. Well, can you? So when we read a statement like, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Well, that's Paul's testimony. Is it your testimony that you can also do all things that you know? That you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. What's your response? Well, let's see the response of Job in Job chapter 19 and verse 25. You know, that answer of faith in the face of unimaginable troubles that Job went through. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. He's even prophesying here. And he said, though, you know, my skin and all these things destroyed. Yet in my flesh, I will see God. He's even talking about the resurrection here, you know. And he said, look, he's living, and because he lives, I will have the victory. He knew it, and he would not be deterred. In Job chapter 13 and verse 15, he makes this amazing statement. It's similar to what the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. Look, even if he doesn't deliver us, well, yet we're not going to worship or bow down to your gods or listen to your music. Job said, though he slays me, in Job 13 and 15, yet will I trust him. Now, this was his answer and response of faith. And I will maintain my integrity. Hallelujah. Even God, God even testified of him. A man that is, you know, has integrity in his heart. Escheweth evil, walks in the integrity of his heart before the Lord. And Job said, look, even if he slays me, well, now, my goodness. Now that, that is a bombshell of a statement. For someone to say, even if the Lord kills me, I will still trust him. My goodness, that is some answer of faith. The answer of faith, I mean, your situation may not be that drastic. It may not lead to death or not, but it just be, you know, a painful situation that we're going through. Here's an answer of faith, you know, from the psalmist, in the face of some things that he was going through. And this is how he responded. And even not only for the ones that he's been through, the ones that he's going through, he was going to apply it to even give himself strength for the future. He says, look, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Psalm 27. Whom shall I fear? I will be afraid of nothing now. I will be afraid of nothing in the future. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I mean, these are his answer of faith to different scenarios. I may be in the valley of shadow of death now. I'm passing through only. I'm not remaining there. I'm coming out on the other side. That's his declaration of faith. Or an answer of faith. And it becomes a prophetic release because now he has spoken it that he's coming out on the other side. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You know, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Now, so you can turn that around into a prophetic release. And you can say, when the wicked, even my enemies are my foes, and the troubles rise up against me, everything will stumble and will fall. You can say, though an host should encamp against me. Now he's saying it, but prophetically, he's already said what happened. One time they came up against me, they stumbled and fell. Now he's going to declare something yet that hasn't even happened. Even if they should come out against me, I will not fear. Though war should rise against me, now, this is war that hasn't even risen against him yet. But he's prophetically declaring it, you know, what his response is going to be. Though war should rise, it hasn't risen yet in this particular case, but if it should rise, I will still be confident. You know, he said, look, I will be confident in these things. It will not matter at all. He said, look, in another place, he said, they may compass me about with, you know, as bees, all nations and so forth. But he said, in the name of the Lord, will I destroy them all. Now, that is some statement of faith. If you are so sure that even if they are coming against you like a swarm of bees. You can't, a swarm of bees. You don't know which direction they're coming. You're swinging your hand, trying to get it. They come around your ears, come around your head, come around your neck, come around everywhere. I mean, he said it in Psalm 118 and verse 12. You know, when they come past me about bees, you know, they are quenched as the fire of thorns. You know, for he said, look, for in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Now, this is even future. I will is future. So prophetically, he's stating his position right now. Now, look, you can come against me as even as bees and so forth. Say, look, I will destroy them still. You know, now that is an answer of faith. What is your answer of faith when we are faced with these situations? Well, let's read a few more lessons of faith and how others brought these things out. You know, you can develop yourself to the point where you said, look, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my song, he has become my salvation. I mean, this is what the psalmist always said. He said, look, you have thrust so at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. And if you thrust so at me again that I will fall, he will help me again. Hallelujah. So you can read that in Psalm 118, you know, verses 12 to 14. Now, how did Isaiah put it? You know, we're giving that verse here as a memory verse, and we have quoted it multiple times. But it was not only a declaration of faith, it was an answer of faith, but it was also a prophetic release. Because when you say these things, and you put your mind to it like that, and you don't doubt what you said in your mind, but you believe that the thing that you said will come to pass, then it becomes a prophetic release. For the Lord God will help me. Well, you know, you may be down right now, but you are declaring it with your mouth that he will help you. So that's a prophetic release of something yet to happen. His help is coming. Hallelujah. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. I won't be confused. I won't allow myself to go into a state of depression or despair, you know, and so forth. I shall set my face. I have set my face as a flint. And I know that the end result is I shall not be ashamed. And this was his declaration of faith and his answer of faith through the situations. See the way that Paul put it to Timothy when he was trying to encourage him also, you know, and encouraging him, you know, to stand firm. And he said, look, the things that I am going through, I'm not ashamed of them. He said, for this cause I suffer these things. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. Now, are you persuaded? Well, this was this man's answer of faith. I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep whatsoever I committed unto him against that day. I'm also persuaded that he can bring me out of this situation. Now, he said, look, this is the form of sound words which you have been hearing of me. This is what I want you to teach. Praise God. Now, so ladies and gentlemen, these sound words, or this form of sound words that you've been hearing on this platform, week after week, month after month, we go on forward on one lesson, we come back to this, we declare it again. This is the same posture that we must develop. Hallelujah. We must develop this situation use this by repeating God's word, the answer of faith. Listen to this and mark it down in your heart. The answer of faith is in repeating God's word. That must be your answer of faith. You repeat it like God said. Praise the Lord. And just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. You know, there are some people that even do these mantras, you know, and so forth. And even, you know, in the world, even in the dark world, they understand that, you know, you repeatedly tell people things. And they want to brainwash them, they repeatedly tell them things. They repeatedly tell them to repeat things. Well, you know, they learned it from the scriptures. We must repeat his word, the word of God that he has already given. You know, that's the one that we must continue to say. You know, just say it. You say it, and you say it like God said it. Because he said, what you're saying is what I'm going to do. When you see the fact that the Lord told you these promises, like Isaiah 43:2, you declare it in the situation that you're in. I may be passing through some floods right now, but I know these floods cannot overwhelm me. Now, that's your answer of faith, because I'm coming out on the other side. Your answer of faith is, I may be passing through some fiery situation right now, but it can't overwhelm me. I know I'm coming out on the other side. You know, those are your responses of faith. You declare it and you stay with it. I mean, what is your answer of faith when there is a loss in the family? And this woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 18 to 27, her answer of faith, which became a prophetic release, because what she said was how it eventually turned out. Even though it wasn't like that, but she called it like that. Her son had died, but she said it is well. It was not well. You know, look, let's call a spade a spade. It was not well. Her son was dead. You know, lifeless, dead, gone. You know, and all of a sudden she was remembering, look, did I not say that, you know, don't promise me a child and so forth? Now the child is here. The child is dead. That child was dead. No life, no pulse, stiff. It wasn't well in the natural. But what she was declaring, her response to that situation, it ended up becoming a prophetic release out of her mouth. She said, look, it is well. She didn't even just say it shall be well. She said, it is well. So it became a prophetic release. It is well, it is well, it is well. It's all she continued to declare. And it turned out that it became well. Praise the Lord. You know, what you declare is how God will give it to you. David, when he was going up against Goliath, he made some declarations. Now, that was his answer of faith in the face of this insurmountable problem. Even those who are well skilled and well trained in military combat, they could not go up against this man. But in 1 Samuel chapter 17, we just look at a few verses and see the answer of faith out of the mouth of this young man. You know, I mean, he wouldn't look at it from the natural. He looked at it from the spiritual. Everybody said, this man has come to defy the armies of Israel. Well, David said in verse 37, he said, this man has come to defy, no, verse 36 rather, this man has come to defy the armies of the living God. That's what he said, you know. So he is already taking this fight in the spirit. making it God's fight. This man has come to defy the Lord. You know, so, and he said, look, the Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. Now, he's going to declare something that will become a prophetic release. He's declaring his victory ahead of time based on a past experience. Remember, faith, you know, remember tribulation, you know, patience and all these things and walk experience and experience hope and hope make it not ashamed. So the experience that he has had over the lion and over the bear, he's going to use that to declare victory for what's ahead. Now, he hasn't gone up against Goliath yet, but he's declaring the outcome. Now, that makes it a prophetic release. And that's his response to the situation. Now, he said, the Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. Now, that was his response. And of course, in verses 45 to 46, when he finally came face to face with this Goliath, he declared it again. This day, he said, you know, I mean, he said to this man, he said, look, you come out against me with a sword and a spear and a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defied. Now, he's talking about this man defying the Lord, not just defying the armies of Israel, but the armies, God, that you defy. And he's coming in the name of the Lord. He's making it about God's fight. And he said, this day, he's coming out against Goliath and declaring the outcome. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee. And he's declaring it. And I will take thy head from thee. He hasn't done it yet, but he's declaring what he's going to do. And I will give the carcass of the host of Philistine. I mean, can you imagine 17-year-old coming out and saying something like that? My goodness. Wow. He said, look, I can do these things. The Lord will give you into my hand, and you will know today that there is a God in Israel. All of it. The whole time, he's touting the name of the Lord. And he's making it about God standing up to fight for his own name. See, that's another secret of how you do that. We've talked about that in the past. And of course, the Lord gave him the victory. But it was a prophetic release declaring what he is going to do even before he did it. You know? So, many people declared these things in the past. And this, you know, they responded to various situations. One of my favorite characters in that Bible, the way he responded to when he was knocked down, is Micah. And in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8, we've shared these scriptures severally before. This is the way he declared it. He said, look, don't gloat against me, O my enemy, rejoice not against me. When I fall, you gave me a cheap shot, you know, and you knocked me down. But he said, I shall arise. That's right. You know, he's declaring what hasn't even happened. He said, look, even if I fall in the future for some reason, somehow they will get me down, I'm going to arise. You know, somehow, you know, when I sit in darkness, it looks like the Lord is not responding, or this and this and this. He said, look, I know he is coming through for me. It's going to be a light unto me, you know. And he's saying these things, declaring it even before it happens. Hallelujah. And even when it happens, you know, he's remembering the things that he has declared. Habakkuk. Another favorite declaration, you know, when finances are cut off and things are not good, although the fig tree shall not blossom, shall not. See, something, you know, he's dealing with something that is, he's not even saying, although the fig tree is not blossoming, he's not even talking of now. He's talking of something that may even happen. It's a prophetic answer to something that is even yet to come. He's building up, you know, his posture. This is how I'm going to respond. If the fig tree doesn't blossom, if there becomes no fruit in the vines, if the olive of the tree shall fail. See, it's all futuristic. He said, look, when these things happen, he's developing his posture right now. When it happens that the fig tree doesn't blossom, when it happens that fruit are cut off from the vines, when it happens that the olive fails, I mean, he's talking about shall fail, all of these things are future, and the fields shall yield no meat, when it happens that there is no meat, when it happens that I lose my job, when it happens that I lose my revenue, I lose my investment, I am believing something didn't come to pass, when all these things happen, you know, when things are cut off, what's going to be my response? Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. And because he's saying this, God's going to make sure he gets that joy. He's saying, look, and this is intentional, by the way, he's intentionally positioning himself that he will rejoice. This will be my answer. But it becomes a prophetic release. Now, he said, the Lord God is my strength. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation, no matter what the devil throws against me, for the Lord is my strength. He will. Now, he's declaring it. You know, he's not saying the Lord has made my feet like hinds' feet. He's not saying the Lord is making me to walk upon my high places. Well, that's good when you're there. But no, this man is not there or may not be there yet, but he's declaring it ahead. The Lord will make my feet. The Lord will make me to walk on my high places. And when you declare those things, the Lord says, well, see how my daughter is declaring that. See how my son is saying and speaking my word. You go down there and see to it. Because now he said, look, they are speaking it in my ears. I'm hearing it. And I'm going to cause it to come to pass. So that's your declaration of faith. It's also your answer of faith. And it is also becomes a prophetic release. Abraham's answer of faith, you know, to his childless situation, you know, because he was not having a seed that will be raised after him to prolong his posterity. His answer of faith was to change his name. His answer of faith was to change his name in his generation. Don't call me Abram anymore. Or call me Abraham, for I will be the father of nations. Now, he doesn't even have a child, but he's declaring that he will be the father of nations. Now that is a prophetic release. And because he's saying it like that and staying right there with it, and my goodness, it took him many years, 25 years, kept saying it. He would only answer to father of nations. Call him the other name, he wouldn't answer. He said, look, what's my name? Don't call me that anymore. This is my name now. And they would laugh at him, scorn him even, you know, because how can you possibly be the father of nations when you don't even have one child? You know, you need to have one child first, then we'll see how you do. I mean, look at us. We have all our children around us, and yet we don't call ourselves father of nations. Will you now at this time, you know, I saw this thing in the spirit one time. Will you now at this time do more valiantly than all of us put together? Father of nations indeed. And they would mock him. But he stood his ground. I will be the father of nations. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that's your answer of faith. When you are faced with giants on the way, you know, when you are faced with challenges that seem that you cannot you know, overcome, what is your response? Well, some people said, well, we can't do it. There are giants in the land. They will consume us. We are like grasshoppers in our own eyes. You know, 10 of them said that. But two of them, and you can read those stories between Numbers 13 and Numbers 14. Two of them said, well, yeah, there may be giants in the land, but we are able to do this thing. We can do it. Let's go up at once. And let's do this thing. Let's take this place. We can do it, they said. The Lord will give them to our hands. And the Lord did. He said, look, they will be bread for us. We'll have them for lunch. That's where that saying came from. You know, and he said, we can do it. But the other said, no, we can't. Well, and that's where God was so angry. He said, look, from now on, whatever you say in my ears, that's what I'm going to do. If you bring an evil report to my ears, that's what's going to come upon you. But if you speak a prophetic release to the situation at hand, that's what I will also do for you. And of course, the ones that knew how to do it, they were bold and courageous in their faith. You know, they said, look, yeah, we can see that there are giants in the land, but he said, look, don't you rebel against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Numbers 14 and 9. And their defense is departed from them. Now, their defense was not departed from them. These people were strong. You know, they made the other people afraid. If their defense was departed from them, the other people would not be afraid. They were strong. They looked like they were capable. They were warriors and things. And they made the other people afraid. But these people, these two, they are declaring, I'm giving a prophetic release to their victory that is yet to come. They are declaring it now. You use the word of God to shape your future. You use the word of God to declare your victory today. And they said, look, their defense departed from them. The Lord is with us and not with them. And we will have them for lunch. Praise the Lord. You know, so that's how they did it. And of course, you know, they got the victory. Jesus himself, the master. Well, you talk about faith and everything else. Jesus was, nobody taught it better than he did. You know, he himself was using the word of God to encourage himself. He will say things like this in John 2 and 19. Destroy this temple. And in 3 days. That's right. Will raise it up again. Ah, why is he saying these things? Why? I mean, he's declaring the word of God ahead of time. He would tell his disciples. He was telling them, you know, these things that will befall him. In Matthew 16, he was telling them, look, the Son of Man shall go to Jerusalem and all of these things will befall him. But, you know, they will kill him, but he will rise again the third day. Why is he saying all those things? You know, he's saying it, declaring it ahead of time, because that's his answer. That's his response. And by using the word of God, that's how he's going to get the victory. You know, and he began to say, we'll go to Jerusalem. He'll suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests. He will be killed. He said, you can read that in Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. He will be killed, but he will be raised again the third day. So you are declaring it even before it happened. And it became a prophetic release, just like he said it. Well, I think enough said on that today, because I want to go into this session of prophetic release. I've given the scriptures, I've given the background, you know these things already, but you must also know that what you speak today will come to pass tomorrow, only if today you do not doubt it in your heart. You know, and then that makes it, well, see, when you declare, anytime you declare something, and it is yet futuristic, that's a prophetic release. You know, so today we're going to give a prophetic release, which is your answer of faith for the whatever situation that you find yourself in. Praise the Lord. And you say, well, you know, I don't have any trouble today. Well, you will. You know, because Jesus, you know, said you shall have tribulation. It's not if, you know, scripture say when you pass through, it's not if, you will have these things. This thing, I'm not a prophet of doom, but these things will come. They must of necessity come. They are necessary trials that must come unto us to burn away all infirmities of the natural mind. Nothing must remain. You know, these things must be burnt away. We read that yesterday. These things must happen. But how do you respond? Now, I want us to learn how to use our words right. There are certain actions we can take, but today I'm speaking about you speaking life to the situation. Even though it doesn't look right, even though you are on the ground now, or you're on the canvas, you prepare yourself even before that situation. You say, look, when you knock me down, I will arise. You're already preparing yourself. And if you happen to find yourself down, well, say, oh, I'm not staying down for the count, because the Lord will be a light unto me. And as you begin to declare these things, here's what happens. Psalm 103 verse 20. I've talked about this on this verse many times. You know, as you are saying it, the angels of God will respond to the word of your mouth. You know, hearkening to the voice of his word. The voice of the Lord is in his word in your mouth. When you give voice to his word, and you declare what he has said concerning you, it becomes a prophetic release. So we're going to do just that this morning. Now, what aileth you today? Like the angel said to Hagar, what is it that aileth you? What is the situation that you want God to change? Well, maybe it has lingered. Maybe it looks like God is not going to do it. But I always say to you, and what I say to one, I say to all, don't say God didn't do it. Rather say God hasn't done it. Because it's not over yet. And you don't know that it won't happen tomorrow. It could be very well right around the corner. But you can help it. You can help it by declaring the word of God ahead of time. Don't declare anything negative. You know, because a man is ensnared by the words of his mouth. Let your words become a prophetic release upon the situation. It's the same thing. That's how we do prophetic prayers too. Sometimes I call for what I call prophetic prayers. And people say, is he a prophet? No, I don't need to be a prophet. You know, I just need to use the word of God prophetically because I know how it works. You know, and when you pray the word of God, that's a prophetic prayer. When you speak the word of God to your situation, that's a prophetic release because it hasn't happened yet, but you know it's going to happen. So that makes it prophetic. And we all can walk in this realm. You don't need anybody to do it for you. You can do it for yourself. Praise God. So we're going to do it for ourselves today. Isaiah 52 verse 2, one of my favorite scriptures says, look, you know, you do it for yourself. I call it, you know, a snap out of it scripture. Don't be there bemoaning your situation. He said, look, shake yourself from the dust. Lose yourself from the bands around your neck. Snap out of it. Don't sit there bemoaning your situation, licking your wounds. No such thing. You know, be a battle-tested warrior. Be someone that can stand up. But you can help your situation by declaring it, your victory even ahead of time. Revelation chapter 12 verse 11 says, they overcame the devil by the word of their testimony. Not after the fact. It was actually before the fact, because it was a weapon that they were using. Don't wait until you see the result before you say it. Jesus didn't wait until he came out of the grave before he started saying he's coming out of the grave. You know, he started saying it ahead of time. You say it, you declare it ahead of time. You stay right there with it. Hallelujah. You say it enough times, it'll come to pass. Just train your mind to say the word and leave it alone. The word will sustain itself. So that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to change this, the order of this room, the lesson right now, into a moment of declaration. And I want everybody. Now, I can pray and declare things over the room, but when we leave this room, you are on your own. You know, so you got to know how to declare for yourself. Not only when you are in this room, but out there, where things come out again, you know, come up against you, come at you from various directions, you got to learn to say, I know whom I have believed. I know my Redeemer liveth. I mean, all these scriptures we have read today, they need to be at the tip of your tongue, ready to give an answer to the situation at hand. Ready to give an answer. Anything that the devil brings, you're ready to give an answer. Praise the Lord. And your posture is, I know my God will help me. And because of that, I'm setting my face like a flint. And I know I'm not going to be confounded. I'm not confounded. And I'm not going to be ashamed. The Lord will come through for me. Praise the Lord. First, I'm going to pray. And then I'm going to have everybody release for yourself. You know, we need to do this every once in a while. You know, come in this room, and under this anointing and atmosphere of faith, we release for ourselves something for the future. That's right. It could be, your future could be before the end of this day. It could be tomorrow. The future that you release today. Praise God. You know, so we're going to release it. Use the word of God today to shape the future. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to pray a short prayer, and then I'm going to invite you to pray with me and declare the word of God. Now, this is not an apologetic kind of prayer, a beggarly kind of prayer, you know, where we're begging the Lord to do anything. It's no such thing. We are sons of the kingdom. We take a rightful possession. He said, the house of Joseph shall take their possessions, you know, and they will take it and possess their possessions. You know, that's what we are going to do. Take your possessions. Glory to God. And don't let the enemy cheat you out of anything. Praise God. Listen to this in Obadiah chapter 1. There's only one chapter. Verses 17 and 18. But upon Mount Zion. Now, does not the scripture say in Hebrews 12 that we are coming to heavenly Mount Zion? Well, upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. Hallelujah. And there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob, are you the house of Jacob, shall possess their possessions. Now, the house of Jacob shall be a fire. And they know how to light things up. And the house of Jacob, Joseph, shall be a flame. And the house of Esau, which represents the enemy, they shall be for stubble. And that the house of Jacob and the house of Joseph shall kindle a flame and devour their enemies. there shall be, there shall not be anything remaining. We will take no prisoners. Vanquish the enemy. Stomp him down. Vanquish him. Praise the Lord. Get back what is yours. The devil may have already taken something. There's no guarantee that he will never take what's yours. He may take it, you know, but you're going to go after him like David did and get it back from the mouth of the lion. You can be Bear can come in and take it. You go after him, get it back. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word that has gone forth this morning. We know that your word will not return void, but it must prosper in the thing whereunto it is sent. It must accomplish the purpose of God. Thank you, Jesus. And the purpose of God today from this word is to energize faith and elevate faith in our hearts. And that we learn how to train ourselves, like Paul said, I am instructed both how to deal with these things, good, bad, up and down, can deal with them all. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, this word is in our mouth. The book of Romans chapter 10 says, you know, don't begin to say who is going to go look for Christ in the grave to bring him up. He's not there. He's already risen. Don't begin to say, you know, who's going to go to heaven and bring him down. You don't need all that. The word is in your mouth. Hallelujah. The word is in your mouth. The prophetic release is in your mouth today. Thank you, Jesus. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. What saith the scripture? The word is nigh thee. Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. And it is even in thy mouth, and let it be in thy heart as well. Let your heart and your mouth do the same thing. Don't say one thing with your mouth and then with your heart you doubt. No. When you say it, say the word of faith which you preach, which you speak out of your mouth, becomes a prophetic release when you don't doubt it in your heart. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord be with you. The Lord is with you throughout every place that you go. All places of his dominion is there with you. Remember it. Speak his word only. He's watching over that word to perform it in Jesus' name. Now, we're going to go into a moment of prophetic release. Everybody, do it for yourself. I invite every one of us to engage in this. Find space. If you are somewhere and you can't, you know, find space, because you got to do this. Find space to do it. And you got to release it. And the word that you release today for yourself against that situation, over your children, over their children as well, over your brothers and sisters, whatever situation you're releasing the word of God for today, you know, by faith in that word, it will come to pass. Now, that's your answer of faith. So I'm going to invite you to join in. And those who are in the listening lounge, you can join us too. Actually, if you want to come, you know, and because when you're down there, you don't have a mic. If you want to come and have a mic and be with us, but the Lord hears you, whether you're on stage or you're in the audience. If you want to come, raise your hand, we'll bring you up. You can make a declaration. And you can declare it in the chat room. You can declare it with your mouth. Declaring with your mouth, though, is very, very powerful. I want everybody to open their mouth and declare this thing, because you are ensnared by the words of your mouth. Don't just think it. Say it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, we cover every declaration with the blood of Jesus on here this morning. The devil cannot get a hold of it. The angels of the Lord will respond to it in kind, and they will bring it to pass, because the Lord has ordered it in the heavens. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.